The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Ger Gilroy is with me from Off the Ball Towers to preview the weekend's sporting action. This college football game, can we talk about that first?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
How big a deal is this kind of on the college football calendar?
Absolutely massive, because this is technically week zero of the college football season, and so therefore there's not very much else happening. A couple of years ago, there was no other games apart from the one in Dublin, and they've realised that actually having games means big audience. So there are four other games or three other games happening in the States. But this is the biggest game of the weekend. It's one of the best teams from last season who went 13-0, who've been before, or maybe I'm mixing up the two teams. But Georgia Tech have been here before. That's the second time they've come, which obviously means that there's something in it for them. They must have made good money slash something out of it the last time. And then the Florida State Seminoles are actually the team who went 13-0 last season. So there's, like, it's good quality. Last year, it was Notre Dame Navy. Navy aren't very good. They can only pick players from the Naval Academy.
Okay.
And so therefore they're not very competitive. So the game this year won't be the blowout the way last year's was. But it's a massive, massive audience. ESPN have ESPN College Game Day taking place in front of Trinity College. They've got Pat McAfee, who's kind of the biggest sports media superstar in the American landscape at the moment. He's one of the top five or six anyway.
Yeah.
He's currently getting absolutely rat-arsed in a pub in Dublin doing a live show.
Good on him.
So it'll be interesting to see what kind of disheveled state he fetches up for tomorrow
morning.
So
for people who are kind of uninitiated in all of this, you kind of describe kind of how it's big business. It is huge business. So the coaches are on what kind of
10 million.
Contracts? 10 million quid a year.
Yeah, one of the coaches, we had him in last year. He seemed like a totally normal fella. And then we Googled his salary afterwards and was like, wow, he just signed a new deal. The athletic director who would be...
That's in Florida.
The athletic director who would kind of be the man in charge, the director of football style. Again, news just broke in the last 24 hours. He's got a new deal. He's on 1.3 million. So he's not even the coach. He's the kind of the operations director. American football in college finances all of the other sports because the TV deals are into the billions.
Sorry, all the other sports in college, the rowing programs and everything else are financed by the football team.
Yeah, you're Rashida Adeleke as part of the athletics team in University of Texas where she was. Their coach is on $250,000, right? Which seems like a massive amount for an Irish athletics coach to be on. But the football would be the ones who are paying for all of the other sports to take place.
Okay.
And lots of other stuff happening in the college. And it's also a great way to get former alumni, former students to come back and donate money. And it's a really interesting social phenomenon, which is about money.
And players now can make some of that money.
So only recently...
Yeah, tell me about this.
Well, a bit like the GAA, they were all getting money under the counter, you know. Boosters would be the phrase that would have been used to attract... a player would show up driving a brand new car and they'd be, you know, from the projects, and so therefore everybody was wondering, how did you get the car? And it was totally illegal. And they would have gone after the players because they were easy to get.
And how would they have managed that? Kind of the car was on loan type stuff?
I guess don't ask, don't tell.
All right, okay.
Or there'll be bundles of the cash given to...
Quite literally the way GAA managers are paid.
Exactly, yeah, under the counter.
Let's nobody talk about this or acknowledge it.
Brown paper bags. Yeah, exactly. And then over a period of time, it became clear that a lot of players were giving their bodies and being used and ground down and then never actually making it to become professional footballers.
Hmm.
And they wanted a piece of the action. So recently, the John Madden franchise is the big professional one, but there's a new college football computer game that's coming out where they're going to use actual likenesses of the players, and the players are now going to be allowed to receive money for that because previously they weren't.
All right, okay.
And you would have lost a year of eligibility and you would have not been eligible for the draft. And it was basically, you could call it a form of indentured slavery, where a load of poor athletes were...
Black athletes a lot of the time.
Almost. Not entirely, but yeah.
A large
portion of them, yeah. Were flogged, and then the colleges were making tens of millions, billions collectively in TV deals, And the players were getting literally nothing. They were getting an education. In fairness, they were getting a good quality education from high-end universities. But the trade-off, it felt like it wasn't particularly fair. So they've started to pay the players.
A little bit. Now, they're not going off signing deals with Nike or anything, are they? Worth kind of tens of millions?
Well,
they can?
Yeah, they can.
Okay,
okay. You can now start... and again, you're going to start seeing how that all filters down, where the wide receiver makes 1.4 million, but the guard who passes the ball back to the quarterback makes almost nothing. But yet you really need him, because if he's not protecting the quarterback gets killed.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because we were talking to Trevor Twamley last week on the show, and he was talking about Mona McSharry, for example, who... There's much more stricter rules, obviously, still around swimming. She can make money here from endorsements, but just once she doesn't technically earn that money in the States, it's okay.
Yeah, all of that should be changing. They should all be able to apply for the same type, because it's the NCAA are the governing body. And
of all of these sports?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
And so your eligibility is dictated to by them. So, but yeah, like, you know, Dara Lynch went to Yale as a rower and didn't make the first team squad and then ends up winning the bronze medal. I suspect that having an Olympic medal and being from Yale is really beneficial to him in a way that maybe getting paid a little bit as he went wouldn't have been.
I interviewed Dara Lynch in Paris, and you know, you get lost in the rabbit hole kind of online, and I went onto the Yale rowing program's website, and their motto is "For God, for country, for Yale." Jesus Christ, put iron in your arse, wouldn't it? Anyway, lots of that this weekend to do with Georgia and Florida. We're going to be speaking to kind of the voice of kind of Florida football, their kind of their own in-house commentator a little bit later, a man with the name of Jeff Culhane. So got to be a bit of Irish in him. Premier League, what's the kind of pick of the bunch?
Oh, Aston Villa, Arsenal. Villa beat
at Villa Park.
Villa beat Arsenal twice last season. The half five kickoff on Saturday evening. Unai Emery, obviously former Arsenal manager, Arsenal everybody's favourite to finish with the most points, perhaps at the end of the year if Manchester City get deducted points. Whether or not Man City will beat them without the deduction, probably more than likely. But if a team has ever been built to go toe to toe over the course of the season since Klopp was able to do it before COVID, then this is the best team we've seen since. So, notwithstanding all that, I still think Villa have a very good chance of beating them this weekend, because Villa were excellent last weekend.
Were they? What business did Villa do in the summer, if any?
They signed about five or six players, which does make me a little bit concerned about what their financial fair play situation is going to be. They signed a left back, Mattsson, who was on loan at Borussia Dortmund from Chelsea last year, played in the Champions League final. They signed Amadou Onana from Everton for £50 million, and a bunch of other players who... Will make the certainly the bench, but I'm not sure if they'll make the team just yet. But they were very busy early on, did good business. They're like one of those kind of well-run clubs at the moment who you suspect could be about to make the top three, top four on a regular basis.
Okay.
Which makes the league properly competitive for the first time.
Can I ask, just before you go, you mentioned Chelsea there. I watched Arsenal, the highlights of the Arsenal game last week, but so the kind of Chelsea stuff passed me by. Like, what's going on there in terms of the squad?
They have too many players, and their manager came out during the week and said it's not as chaotic inside the club as it looks like from the outside. We have a squad of 21 players. Everybody who isn't in my squad is not training with me. So they've a bunch of players like Romelu Lukaku is at the club. Kepa, the goalkeeper, is back from being on loan last year, and they're sitting outside the change
Raheem
room.
Sterling.
Raheem Sterling, like... isn't good enough to be in the team.
Yeah.
But has this, like, oh, he's been brutal. He's told Raheem he's not good enough. These are people. They're not pieces of meat. It's like, well, all he did was say, you're not going to play for me. Go and find another club. It's not great business, because people will try and get him for cheaper.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, calm down, everybody. I think Chelsea are actually going to be fine. They've got a good manager, great squad of players. And when the transfer window is finished and seven or eight of those are gone, then everybody's like, actually, you know what? There's a bit of depth here. Their captain was filmed on his own phone singing racist songs while on duty for Argentina. One of his teammates called him out on social media. He had to apologise to everybody, and then they named him captain. You're like, oh, that wasn't great.
Right, okay. Gerard Gilroy, thank you very much for that. Off the Ball, as always, with you from 7 o'clock this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.